Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 19th of March. Yesterday, US President Trump appeared to fire the two Democrat commissioners on the Federal Trade Commission, which enforces consumer protection and tackles monopoly power. The commissioners are taking this action before the courts. The direct market impact of this is fairly slight. The more significant concern is if this becomes a procedure that challenges the political independence of the US Federal Reserve. The legal precedent that protected the Federal Trade Commission commissioners might also be said to defend the independence of the Fed chair and other members of the Board of Governors. When Fed Governor Barr resigned as vice chair but remained as a governor, that constrained Trump's choices as to who would be appointed to replace them and reinforce the independence of the Federal Reserve. If Trump were able to dismiss Barr as a governor, then the president's ability to appoint whoever they liked would be checked only by the Senate confirmation process. And markets might not rely on the Senate to confirm independent-minded policymakers. It goes without saying that a challenge to Fed independence would be a significant challenge to the dollar's reserve status. The TIC data on international flows into treasuries will be reported later today. This does not actually report all international flows into treasuries because the data doesn't dig very deep into where the money comes from, but it is a rough approximation and relevant to reserve status. The Federal Reserve is, of course, independent for now. Today's policy decision is expected to leave interest rates unchanged. There are also forecasts which will be analysed aggressively by investors and media alike. The problem with the forecasts is the considerable uncertainty that stems from the erratic policy climate in which the United States economy currently sits. On tariffs alone, there is uncertainty around how broad and how severe any tax increases will be, whether there will be a retreat from the tax increases, whether US companies will raise prices if foreign imports are taxed, whether US retailers will raise margin in another profit-led inflation episode, whether consumers will notice the tax increase and change their spending patterns in response, and whether other countries will retaliate in a way that would create additional problems for the US economy. And that's before considering the uncertainties around fiscal policy and labour markets are factored in. Forecasts should therefore be treated as rather vague approximations. The euro area will release its final February consumer price inflation data, but as this almost never changes from the initial reading, complete indifference is the likely market response. There are four central bank speakers from the European Central Bank on the agenda, but again, markets remain relatively comfortable in the idea of further rate declines in Europe. It seems unlikely that language from the speakers today is going to shift that view. The Bank of Japan behaved exactly as expected in keeping rates unchanged overnight. The accompanying statement flagged the uncertainty that exists around the trade outlook, and again, that's hardly a surprise in the current climate. Trump failed to get a comprehensive ceasefire agreement in Ukraine in a call with Russian President Putin yesterday. There is a limited ceasefire, which seems aimed at preventing Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil facilities. Europe is talking about accelerating arms shipments to Ukraine, which suggests less than complete faith in the direction of negotiations. Financial markets had a reasonable degree of scepticism about a long-term peace deal being reached, so the failure to achieve any comprehensive ceasefire is not likely to change that much. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the Independence of Investment Research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.